Well, good morning. I'm going to try to keep my voice at a loud level so you can hear it. The microphone apparently is not working today. So if you can open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 17 is what we'll be going through today. 'Unequally Yoked Marriages.' So we've seen that Paul has been addressing questions from the church in Corinth, and marriage seems to be at the top of their list. And possibly because of that philosophy we talked about last week, the separation of the body and soul, where they believed you could do whatever you wanted to with your body to please yourself, and your soul would be just fine. It was separate. And then the other side of that, where they said, hey, your body was evil, therefore you should abstain from pleasing yourself. So basically, you would be celibate, and you would not touch your wife, and you would not have intimate relationship with her, because your body is evil. Thus they had questioned, is it okay to touch a woman? Meaning that physical interaction. So Paul explained to the Corinthians that you are going to have sexual desires, and yes, you can touch your wife. In fact, if you are not married and can't contain yourself or because of fornication, a man should seek a wife, a woman should seek a husband. We know that the Gospels of both Mark and Matthew recorded Jesus talking to the Pharisees about marriage. And he quoted from Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, where he said, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Therefore, Paul let them know, the husband has authority over the wife's body, and the wife has authority over the husband's body. The married couple giving up authority of their body, in a way, this is what we did when we came to Christ. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. And that's important to remember, especially when we go through these next verses. With that said, we should know that we are to honor each other in a relationship, not to seek our own pleasure, but instead we should seek the pleasure of our spouse, just as we seek to please God. We also saw that Paul wished that all men were like him and could abstain from touching women, recognizing that this lack of sexual desire is a gift. And now Paul is going to talk to the Corinthians and to us about divorce and the importance of staying together. Let's read through these verses. Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband. But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife. But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him.